Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. I am your host, Shane Lakita, and again, I tie it back to the fact that my son, my wonderful, amazing teenage son, is the one that did the intro here. So give him some shout out and some props. Say, Gavin, great job. Awesome. He is a natural at it. And we're going to probably record a couple other things together because he really enjoyed spending some time with his pops. So it was kind of cool that we're able to bond a little bit. And he's kind of enjoying being part of my journey and those kind of things. I'll tell you another thing that happened. And I'm just going to open it up with a little story. So today we were sitting there having a conversation with my wife and my son. And my wife went out to the store, and they went out to go buy a watch for my son. Now, listen, kids these days, they don't use watches. All they do is they use phones, cell phones, and those kind of things. They don't use watches. No kids use watches. So when they came back, it was a nice, inexpensive watch, but it was a nice, dressy watch, right? And I'm sitting there going to my wife, I go, so why did he buy a watch? I mean, like, what? Tell me more about that. And something that stood out in my brain that made me just step back for a moment to really appreciate the amount of inspiration you can give to people or things that you do, thinking that my son is somebody that doesn't necessarily see those things that I might be doing or anything like that. But he made a comment to her that he said that I want to be like Dad because he has lots of watches or he dresses nice and it has a really nice look to it and this, that, and the other. And he was inspired. Even if it's just something like a watch on a wrist, it just goes to show you just never know what impact you're having on people around you. Now, a watch is a material thing. It's not something that has inspiration or anything like that behind it, but it still matters. And it matters because somebody's watching. So when you think about it, how many people are really watching you and your journey and being inspired without even telling you about it until maybe somebody else brings it up that's there? All of us are in that boat, okay? So I wanted to share that little story because I think that that's kind of where the direction I want to move in with this podcast is about how you're inspiring other people when you don't even know that you are. So just to let all of you audio listeners and on the podcast here know, I have a side video being recorded just in the beginning section of this of all the folks that are on IGTV and Instagram and on No Finish Line Nation, just to be able to give people insight of what it looks like when I'm talking into this huge microphone here, to be able to have fun and talk to you guys every single day. It gives the background scoop, and I might incorporate some of them. Maybe I'll go live once in a while and things like that, but I just wanted to share that with you guys as I take a really quick break here to be able to press stop on the video, on the video feed, so that way all the folks that might have been watching a little bit of it can hop over to the podcast to be able to see. It'll be episode 114 to be able to see exactly what steps we take next. So I'm going to stop right now and say see you later to all of the video folks that are out there. And now I'm back with you guys. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to catch up with that exact topic of what I just brought up about my son. You know, we don't realize how often it is that people are watching us and people are inspired by us. We're always looking for inspiration in other places. We're always reaching out to others to try to be able to get us right-sized and bring us to the right point of where we're at. I noticed when I was in Boston, Massachusetts, and I was down there and we had our big party a couple weeks ago, and all these people would walk up to me specifically around the podcasts and around the coffee talks that I put out for my blogs. And people would always say to me, they said over and over again, you have no idea how much you have impacted my life, or you have made me think a certain direction, or made me change my view on dieting, or change my view on it's okay to make a mistake, or keep moving forward one foot in front of the other. And you don't really know. Here I am on a podcast talking to people on the internet where people are using me in their microphones or in their headphones, and they're putting it on when they go on their treadmill or when they go for their walks. And you know it's happening, and you could see it in some of the stats and the data that's there that people are downloading and listening. I think we're almost up to 70,000 downloads, which is mind-blowing to me. But 70,000 downloads of people that have actually downloaded the podcast onto their device to be able to use it and be able to move forward. Now, you don't really know what kind of impact that that really has. 70,000 downloads is one thing. You got a couple comments here and there. You got basically the same people that might comment over and over again to say, hey, I really appreciate this one. This is a great podcast, which I love so much whenever they do share those things. And because it helps me to be better and also helps me to know that it is making some contact. But when I was in front of all those folks, and of course, very intimidating to be talking to people that you don't really know in person, but you've impacted their lives. I mean, that's incredible to me that through social media and through a platform, one person said you are considered to be an influencer in the social media presence and in where we're at with everything. You are an influencer of folks to be able to be better in their journeys. You're an influencer of folks to be inspired to be able to move forward. You're an example setter. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here I am. I'm still struggling. I want to be able to get to my goal weight. I want to be able to keep fighting towards where I want to be. And I'm an influencer and I'm an inspirational aspect of their journey. And one person said to me that their life was changed and they view life differently based on the fact that each day they'll go in and they'll play old broadcasts of the podcast or they'll read old blogs that I've written, entries for the coffee talk or whatever, and they were just inspired by that. Now, the reason I'm sharing that is not to boost myself up or pat myself on the back or anything like that, although it feels great, right? It feels incredible that, and it's also humbling and scary at the same time that people are sitting on your words to say, what's next? Tell me more, and those kind of things, which is intimidating, but also amazing, right? But the reason I'm sharing it with you is because you never know who you're inspiring. You might think I've only lost 5 pounds and I've got 110 more to go. And you might think I'm in the beginning of this journey and I'm just like, I'm not where everybody else needs to be. I see the comments all the time. Somebody might post a face-to-face Friday or a throwback Thursday or a transformation Tuesday or whatever days that we label, whatever hashtag that we throw at whatever journey piece that we have. And you might look at those folks and say, man, I'm not where they are. So I'm not going to post mine because I haven't done enough or you can't see the difference or you can't do whatever. Post them up. Throw them out there. Be proud of what you're doing. If you're in day one and you've seen no difference, except you might feel a little different, right? You're feeling a little bit more like you're on point. You're eating right. You're eating healthy. And you got a day's worth of, oh, you know what? I feel like I'm on track today. Celebrate in that moment. You're worth doing that. You need those celebrations. You need that pat on the back. You need to hear from others sometimes in this society that we live in the negative world that we live in and all the vitriol and the negativity and the grossness that's out there a lot of times in society. You need to hear every once in a while, you're doing a damn good job and I'm proud of you. We need that. Why can't we do that more? Why can't we support, lift each other up? Why can't we inspire? Why can't we just go from a really, really positive place and from a positive area to be able to lift someone else up when they're in their time of need? Why do we always have to break people down or look at the negatives or cut people off at the knees or make fun of people or bully people? It's almost like society has taken the whole realm of do good unto others as you would want done to yourself, thrown that out the window, and it's all part of the journey of I want to now make you feel worse about the situation that you're in to bring you down to the level where I'm at, which is sad. And a lot of us are wired that way now. A lot of us have become patterned that way. The kids that are coming up through the schools are in the world of bullying, social media bullying, and all that stuff. So create the world of positivity for yourself. Redefine it. Redefine what identity looks like for you. Because identity isn't just looking in a mirror and seeing a fat person in the mirror. It's not. That's not even a smidge of what your identity is. Identity is if you look in the mirror and you say, okay, what have I done in my life? Even if I'm just in the beginning stages or I've failed 50,000 times trying to lose weight or trying to get healthy, and here I am looking at myself in the mirror, what are you going to tell yourself instead of you're fat, you're ugly, you're gross, you're nasty, blah, 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 and you're bringing all that stuff that society brings to us that's negative and just evil sometimes to be able to break other people down. We do it to ourselves all the time. We've set that standard. So why can't you change that standard? Why can't you look at yourself and say, I'm proud of what I've done. Here's where I'm at. am on this journey. I just started. That's okay. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. I wasn't doing it yesterday, but now I've got a new path to where I want to be able to get to. These other folks have inspired me. I'm going to build my tribe. I'm going to keep on complimenting other people, and then they will compliment me back, and we can really lift each other up rather than break each other down. This morning on No Finish Line Nation, there was a couple posts that have been flying around a little bit, right? So a person had posted a kind of a joke or whatever on the page about how men lose weight quickly and women take forever, right? And it was only her experience from where she's at with her husband. So her husband can go on a diet for a week and he'll lose 10 pounds, and she'll go on a diet for 4 weeks and lose one. So she was being funny. I thought it was a funny post, to be honest with you. But some people took offense to it, and they were sitting around going, okay, so you don't know my journey and you don't know where I'm at with it. So it started to get a little heated. And we had to lean in a little bit to be able to say, hold on, guys, this is great dialogue, to be honest with you, because it's my journey. This is where I'm at with it. But just remember, you're working your tail off just like that other person that's working their tail off. That guy that might have lost that 10 pounds, you don't really know what they've gone through. And you don't really know how hard it was for them to be able to fight through and be able to keep pushing forward, or the image that people portray with the fact that it's easy for men to lose weight when it really isn't. I'm a prime example of that, right? So here's my point. My point is, stay in the positive space, be a positive influence, be part of that influence in the world that can just invest in other people rather than detract from other people. Go do some volunteering. Volunteer to be able to lift others up. When you're on social media, stay away from the negatives. If you got to stay away from the political posts, the animosities that are out there, talking about the president or not the president, or supporting this or doing that, or whatever it is, whatever political realm you sit in, or whatever racial divide that you see that's out there, or whatever, start living in the space of, I need to focus on me, and you do you, right? You focus on you. That's what you have to do. Focus on who you are as a person. Focus on how you give back to others. Focus on how you can lift other people up. Even if you're surrounded by negative people. You know what? My father used to always tell me all the time, when you get beat up by somebody, or they're looking at you going, they're breaking you down, or they're making fun of you because you're a fat kid, or you're this, that, and the other, you kill them with kindness. You turn the other cheek, you kill them with kindness, and you walk off and you say, hey, you know what? I think you're awesome. And you walk away. Now, that's easier said than done, right? Because when we're kids, I'm a young dude that just wants to be able to stand up for myself and say, you're not going to talk to me that way. You don't show me respect. I don't show you respect. That's the way it's going to roll. But it matters, because if you can kill them with kindness, all of a sudden they're going to start to self-reflect on who they really are. And if they don't, then you don't need them in your life. You don't. You don't. You don't need those negative people that are just going to continue to be negative no matter how the situation looks, no matter how positive you are to them, no matter how much you lift them up and all those things. You don't need them. So you do that. You put that the whole thing forward to be able to lift others up and be able to invest in others. Now, the original point that I was making on the podcast was, you never know who's watching. So your behaviors of how you act on social media, your behaviors on how you lift other people up, your behaviors on how you invest in other people, all those things, everyone's watching, whether you think so or not. I hear people say all the time, I don't have a tribe, I don't have anybody that's really, you know, supportive of me. It doesn't even matter if you think you don't have a tribe, because you do. There are people watching you every single day. Why do you think all kinds of people make comments to folks about that are dieting and those kind of things, and they make those negative comments about, oh, you know what, you've been on this journey before, or I know it's so hard, is that sustainable, is all those things. All the comments that you hear that you feel are like breakdowns, right? No, that's because they're watching. They're watching your example. You're an example setter for other people also. Not just for yourself, because you do you. You got to focus on you. You sit there and you concentrate on the things that you can do, being the best version of you that you can be, focusing each day, laser-like focus, and doing everything you need to do to make yourself a better person and do the things that you have to do just to be a holistically huge, great person, right? Don't let them break you down by making those comments, because in all actuality, they're watching. You know, my son makes the comment about the watches because guess what? He's watching. He makes comments to his friends about the podcast, even though he hasn't really listened to many of them except for a few here and there. But he wears Coffee Talk shirts and put Coffee Talk hats on and does whatever and tells all his friends that his dad does a podcast about being healthy and being positive. He's watching Other people are watching. So every time that you're on No Finish Line Nation, or every time you're on the podcast here and you leave any kind of comments, or any time that you are involved in Instagram, social media, whatever else that you've got going on, you need to be an example setter for others. Because if you do unto others as you want done to yourself, it will come back around. Karma always comes back around. I believe that wholeheartedly. If you put positivity into the universe, positivity will come back to you. Now, I know that that's huge, like holistic, angelic, maybe even religious aspect of the things that we're talking about here. But at the end of the day, I believe that if we stay in the space of being positive and uplifting others, we will have the same done to us. So let's stop breaking people down. Let's stop being the negative influences in this society that people are, that see every single day. You see it on the news every night. You hear it on the radio. You see it on the TV with all the reality television. People living at the expense of other folks and enjoying it and being voyeurs to be able to watch so, right? One of the reasons I don't watch reality TV is because I'm thinking to myself, not that we're laughing at others' expenses, but we are living vicariously through other people because maybe they're going through something that seems to be like, oh my goodness, what a crazy situation. And maybe it makes you feel a little bit better about your life because you got crazy stuff going on in your life. I get all that. I do. But let's stop doing that. I know I have to make sure that I make positive influences. This last week on Wednesday, we went over and we volunteered at a local garden is what we did. And we went over there, we volunteered, and what they do is they give back to a lot of the elderly around the area. So they grow food and they grow tomatoes, carrots, all that good stuff. And so they needed some help over there because they had some picnic tables. So they bring kids over to use the kids' gardens to grow more fruits and vegetables to give back to the elderly and everything else. And the tables are kind of falling apart and they're kind of having all these different bad situations happen to them. So we went over there to go rebuild the tables, paint everything down, and just have a really good time with each other. But it was my way of investing in myself by giving to others. Now, that sounds a little off, doesn't it? Like we invest in others because we want to give back to people. No, I'm investing in me to be able to give to other people. I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'm lifting other people up, which in turn helps me. Because it's important. It's part of the journey, and we need to be on point. We need to make sure that we feel good about what we're doing and where we're at with everything. And then we also have to sit back and say, what kind of influence am I leaving? What kind of legacy am I leaving for other people to watch? Because it's super important to be able to lead by example, lift each other up, and be able to celebrate in the things that celebrate in. Listen, if you're on day one and you go out there and post, I'm on day one and I'm feeling really good about today, here's where I'm at. Watch what kind of traction you get on No Finish Line Nation. See how many people are going to post and add a little comment onto where you're at, or like that photo, or they'll do whatever it takes to be able to lift you up, because that's the kind of environment that we've created over in No Finish Line Nation. Because you are going to sit back and go, wait a minute, I just put myself out there. I'm bearing myself back. I'm being honest about how I'm feeling. And wow, this is crazy. Now, every once in a while, there are some people that might slip through the cracks and maybe they're hangry and they get a little snippy. But we're there. We're there as admins, and we are there to be able to work through that. So my challenge to all of you, every one of you, don't be afraid to celebrate in the things that you're doing. Don't be afraid to look at yourself in the mirror and stop saying, what's this fat person doing there? Why can't they fit into those clothes? I feel gross. I'm all the different things that all of us have said to ourselves while we're looking in the mirror. And start telling yourself, I'm damn proud of who I am. I'm damn proud of how hard I work. I have a full-time job. I'm a mom. I'm a dad. I got all this stuff going on. And I'm still on top of that trying to invest in my health and my journey. And I'm proud of what I've done. And mark it in the calendar as a proud day. And just lay it right out there for you to be able to give yourselves the positive momentum, because somebody else is seeing the same thing that you can see if you look at yourself in a positive light. But if you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm fat, I'm gross, I'm nasty, I'm not really feeling it right now, this is disgusting. Guess what happens? The first person you come across after you get done looking at yourself in the mirror like that and you leave it like that, they're going to say they're not happy. They're not in a good spot. They look like they're struggling. There are all those things, all the different things that are there that people are watching. It matters. It really does matter. because you're really a good person. You're really a positive person. You're really somebody that believes in others and believes in good things. But because you have this image of yourself, you're going to portray that to other folks, and you shouldn't, because you're a rock star. And you're the person that looks right in the mirror, looking right back at you. You need to tell yourself, I'm worth it, and I'm awesome, and I can do whatever I set my mind to, and I can be a positive influence, and I can be an influencer, and I can be a lifter, and I can be a supporter. I can do all these things that they're looking for me to do. You can do that. You can make that happen, and you can be that positive influence that's needed for yourself and for others, okay? So I share that as I open it up with the fact that you never know who's watching. You just never know. And live your life like that, because you're always going to have people watching as you setting an example. If you're a negative person, guess what? That's your legacy. That's what people are going to say. They're always so negative. They're always arguing. They're always just in a bad place. But if you're a positive person and you're a supporter and a provider and a lifter and an encourager, what do you think your legacy is going to be then? People are going to look at you and say, I want to be like them. They inspire me. I want to give them a hug and I want to meet them in person, or I want to meet them, or I want to hang out with those folks because I need to surround myself with positive people. That's where the ripple effect starts. You start small and it goes out, and your mantra or the way that you feel or your aura that you give off is going to travel throughout your entire network of people that you want to be able to be involved with and be around. So try it. Try to change your view. If you're sarcastic and you're negative, that's okay. I get it. That's how we're wired sometimes. But start to spin it a little bit and start to be a positive influence to those around you. See what happens in your life. You're going to see a huge, major difference to the things we're doing. Okay? Have a great day. Have a great weekend. I know this is a Saturday, so we got today and tomorrow. The weekend still ahead of us. But I wanted to share this because it was on my brain, and I wanted to share that with you guys. Okay? We'll talk later. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.